We're gonna be silent for the next while. So are all of you experienced meditators? No? Some newbies? Yes? Okay. How many never? One? Two? Okay. I'll give a bit of guidance to start with. The first guidance is that meditation is not thinking. And that's a challenge because what if I said to you, getting somewhere is not walking? And you'd have to figure out, well, how am I going to get there if I can't walk? And it's not in a wheelchair either. It's an internal experience. And thinking is what we rely on so much in daily life. This is a different way of being with your experience. It's a way of silencing the thinking so that you can just observe the screen on the mind without having anything to fill it with, without following the desire to fill it. So it's allowing the screen to be just like a, you know, if you have a blue screen, you get panic and you know something's wrong. But in this case, a blank screen would not be anything wrong. It's just the mind at rest. So not thinking, but just seeing, feeling, knowing, being conscious of, being the witness, the observer, but not being making anything of what kind of observer am I, but of letting go identification with even the act of observation. And it's something that you don't learn it immediately. Just like when you, if you've never cooked before and you come to a kitchen and you don't know what to do. Someone shows you how to turn the stove on. Then you have to learn how much heat to apply to cook a dish. Well, in this way, you have to adjust your attention. If you're observing the mind as something new, never observed it before without thinking about it. So you have to slowly adjust the dial on how you're seeing and feeling and experiencing that new, like, not thinking moment, just being with your breath, being with your body. So let's try it out together. And those of you that have never done it before, it's not a big deal. You've probably done a lot of meditation unintentionally, just by watching a sunset and feeling the beauty of that and just being mesmerized, so to speak. And this is a kind of mesmerization. Is that a word? But it's informed. It's intentional. It's not that you're struck unconscious. You're very conscious. You're aware. And you want that awareness to grow and to deepen. Even if the sun were to disappear, you would still stay observing the empty space where the sun was. Not thinking, where is the sun, but just watching to see what else you might see. Like maybe you'll see the shadow of the sun, or maybe you'll see just space, or maybe you'll see a bird fly past. And this is a way that we also observe the mind and the mental space with that kind of relaxed interest, patient awareness, and unplanned. You're not thinking about the future. You're not wishing for the past or the future or anything at all. Present moment awareness, receptive, relaxed, trusting, just trusting. Let's try that. So sit in a comfortable posture. Take off your glasses, symbolic, a symbol that you're not trying to see things on the outside. We're looking within, so we're not using our optic nerve, optic orifice or instrument. We're using the inner eye. Call it the Dhamma eye. Yeah. And And that's not I like ego. It's the E-Y-E. And it's not digital. It's not like I like, or E like an email. It's just ego-less.